This is so high, but I guess you'd have to be like a millionaire.
Any millionaires who would take this woman? See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. You might say, Austin, you're out of line for laughing. This isn't funny. No, it actually is funny, because I'll tell you why. It's one thing for wanting a guy like that, okay? It's another thing to want that guy and have him all to yourself. Let me tell you something. Dudes who you're talking about, dudes who make over 100K in their 20s, guys who make 100K period and above, much less millionaires, most of them don't just have one woman. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to welcome you into the show. And today, you know, I want to talk about something that I've actually never heard anybody talk about to such an extent. And what I mean is we're going to talk about women's standards, but not in the way that you're expecting. Because I really want to focus on the standards and how then we can lead into the toy industry, the vibrator industry, and how it's destroying relationships, and how there's a reason why you see that go up and you see the satisfaction in relationships go down. It's not the only cause, mind you, but I've never heard anybody really talk about the fact that when you see some of these toys and these things that these women have, man, they're crazy, bro. And they create these expectations for men that you just can't live up to. And people talk about this in the space from multiple different angles. And it's very easy to just focus on like the height and the money and the six-pack abs and all that kind of stuff, which is totally fair to do. And we'll talk about it in a second. But the toy part, the industry, where they're comparing men against these inanimate objects, brother, let me tell you, it's like almost the body pillow industry on steroids, and it's so bad, and it's so normalized. It's one of these things that you don't even think about, because so many people, you don't even think about it as a dude. It's just so normal. You don't even think about, like, the women do this all the time. And so we're going to break into this, and we're going to just break down this article talking about this. Before we do that, let's talk about these standards in general, and as we talk about in general, we'll get into specifics. So we'll do that in a second. In the meantime, as we go through these videos and we go through the article that I have for you guys, you let me know in the comments your experience with this department. Have you heard anybody else talk about this? How has this impacted your life directly? And I think the more we talk about this, the more it might gain some light. Because it's very easy to gaslight dudes and be like, oh, it shouldn't matter, or oh, you're just insecure. No, you're not insecure. And yes, it matters. Why? Well, let's flip it on its head for 2 seconds before we break into these videos. My friends, let's pretend for a second that you as a guy, you got this blowout doll of a woman who had like the proportions that were out of the, like, let's say AI gets to the extent where you basically can have like an AI robot that looks and almost feels like a real woman, right? Let's just say hypothetically, I'm not saying this will ever exist. Let's just go with the hypothetical 2 seconds, okay? Let's say you could have that, right? And, you know, it was, had all the proportions you wanted, it looked fantastic, but modified any way that you wanted, it felt amazing, right? Well, that's what women have in reverse. They have stuff that they can have of any size. It could have all kinds of different stuff, like ribs and stuff on it. It could vibrate, it can move, it can, it's wild, dude. I'm not trying to get too graphic, I'm not trying to gross you out in any way, I'm just trying to paint this picture as accurately as I can without being super graphic and unnecessarily, you know, uncomfortable. So anyways, let's get with these videos and let's go from very abstract and very like what you've heard before, get a little more specific on maybe what you haven't heard discussed. Let's get going. Leave your thoughts and your comments below. They're very welcome. Let's get started.
Rather be single than settle for less than that.
Settle for less than the millionaire?
Just to start out, what's the ideal age for a guy that you would be looking to marry?
Like a 5-year gap would be good. So if I'm 28, maybe like he's in his young to mid 30s.
Okay, so like 33, we'll say?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're 28?
Yes.
30, 35, like in that range.
Okay, so want to go like 33 to go, yeah, in the middle? Okay, and then how old were you? 28?
28.
Okay.
Ooh, I'd say maybe like 26 or 27.
Okay. We'll go How old are you? 21?
21, yeah.
Pick 26 or 27. Pick
26.
26.
Well, I'm 25, okay. So I'd say the max is like 30 or 32.
See, gentlemen, I want to pause it right here. There's this thing, there's this website on the internet called the Delusion Calculator for Women. And if you put in a lot of the information that they've just given you on age alone, their options are very, very low. Again, this is what we talk about in the space all the time. Not to ridicule people, well, at least me. I don't ridicule people for their opinions and their preferences and whatnot. I'm just coming out from a point of view and I say, okay, you want these things, but what are you doing to get what you want? Because if you're just going to sit there, for example, I had this conversation with a friend of mine recently. I think I told you guys about this before, but I didn't go into detail. So she's a Christian woman. She grew up in the same church as me when I was a kid. I don't go to that church anymore. It's a different state. But what I'll tell you is we were getting into this conversation because she asked me. I don't go out there and just talk about the stuff I talk about on this show with the people that I know. Number one, because they don't want to hear it. It's not normal conversation to have conversations like what you and I have on this show. Second, I make it a point to follow what Napoleon Hill talked about in Outwitting the Devil. With there are three appetites that every man has. Appetite for food, appetite for sexual expression, and the appetite to express your opinions. And so, with the third appetite being the expression of opinions, I make it a point to not just express my opinions willy-nilly to people who I know or people even that I don't know. The reason we talk about this on this show is because for me, this is an outlet to an extent, but it's also an exchange of ideas. You're here because you want to be here. If you didn't want to be here, you'd click off the video or you would never have found the channel in the first place. That's why you're here. You want to hear this. People in our lives, we can't talk about this type of stuff with them because they don't want to hear it, number one. It's not a normal conversation, number two. And number three, a lot of times we're still trying to figure all this stuff out. We're trying to figure out, okay, this is what I think is right, but I'm not sure, so let's test it. Let's look at information. Let's do all these different things. And a lot of times we can come across as stupid when we're not actually dumb. We just haven't fully matured our way through maybe what a guy who's been doing this for 20 years, 15 years, went through a divorce or several divorces, God forbid, or whatever has gone through who would have a more mature perspective. So when we get to these women and they have these desires, these preferences for men, what they're not understanding is they don't understand how few men are in this group that they're looking for. And they're also assuming that the men who actually fit this category would actually choose them over the number of different women who also want the same guy that they do. And then it becomes a pride issue when suddenly they have to appeal to that guy. Oh, I'm not going to appeal to him. No, he has to come and pursue me. Okay. We'll have fun with that because it's probably not going to happen because you're not the only one who thinks that way. You see, and a lot of dudes, they might be in some rage mode. They might be unhappy and they're going to see that from like a, oh, I'm mad perspective. Oh, I'm not mad about this at all. For me, I'd see it more as sad because people like this are not going to find the person they're looking for because it doesn't seem like they're actively trying to appeal to that person that they want. The law of economics states there is supply and there is demand. And if there's a small or short supply of the people you're looking for, and there's a high demand, because let's face it, there is, how are you going to bridge that gap? Because then, when there's a very high demand and a short supply, the supplier, i.e. the guy in this situation, he gets to set the price for what his commitment is going to cost you. But you see, people don't like how that makes them feel. They want to feel like they can be whoever they are, make all the mistakes that they want, and then you as a man are supposed to have zero standards, even though you've invested in yourself, you've invested in others, you've taken risks, you've lost, you've won, you've gotten to where you are, but you're not supposed to have standards, even though when they were broken on nothing but their looks and their fertility, their price was so high, nobody qualified. You see how this works? I know a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's why I think it's important that we talk this through, because a lot of times it's better to hear somebody else talk about this and you're like, oh my God, thank you. I'm not alone. This is great. Well, let's get back to this video. Well, let's see what else they have to say. I'm curious now.
Okay. Do we want to go with 30 just to be safe?
Yeah.
For like marriage or something like that? Okay.
At max.
Oh, no. Marriage.
29, 30.
Okay. Pick one if you had to.
29.
His income should be something close to about $160,000.
What? That is nuts. That is nuts. What did she say before? She wanted a guy that was like 26? She wanted a guy who's 26 to make $160,000? Wow.
Thank you for being so dumb.
Let's continue.
Okay. And then you would contribute around the same amount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ma'am, you ain't making $160,000. What do you mean? What do you... What, is this woman on OF, on Only Fools?
Because you said the 50-50.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say maybe $100,000 at least.
Yeah. All right, we'll go with $100,000.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to be rich, unfortunately. This is so high, but I guess you'd have to be like a millionaire.
any millionaires who would take this woman? See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay. You might say, Austin, you're out of line for laughing. This isn't funny. No, it actually is funny, because I'll tell you why. It's one thing for wanting a guy like that, okay? It's another thing to want that guy and have him all to yourself. Let me tell you something. Dudes who you're talking about, dudes who make over $100,000 in their 20s, guys who make $100,000, period, and above, much less millionaires, most of them don't just have one woman. Now, are there exceptions? Duh and or hello, of course there are exceptions. But the exceptions make the norm, not the other way around. So when we talk about even the guys who are married, who are millionaires, they have mistresses, they have, they go to the massage parlor, they go to, you know, whatever. Let's be honest. We've met guys like this, we've heard of guys like this, we know this is a reality. Now, I'm not casting moral judgment. Let's put morality to the side for 2 seconds, because it's usually used against men, because it usually benefits women. Let's just be real about that, okay? Now, you could argue that that doesn't matter. That's why I'm putting it out of the conversation. We're putting logic here. We're not getting in emotions of morality and everything else, because at the end of the day, morality is a moving target, and I'm not going to sit here and argue morality with people. We're going to talk about logic. Logically, what they're saying is not unattainable, but it becomes unattainable when you want him all to yourself. That's when it becomes unattainable.
Okay. Probably like $100,000 and up.
If the average is like 50, maybe like...
Average is not $50,000 in your 20s. It is like $30,000, but okay.
70 plus?
Even in your 30s, like, I think the average is $40,000.
Having budgeted like a vacation fund and a savings fund. Saving money, fun money. Divvying okay. up that
so
way.
I want to say like $70,000, $80,000.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And you also said you would contribute 50-50, so that's 140 total.
Gentlemen, do not fall for 50-50 garbage. That puts you in a terrible position to where you depend on the woman, and the divorce actually hurts you more if it happens than if you had been paying 100% and you're paying child support and alimony and everything else. Just letting you know.
Household income. Would that be enough? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
Median income for the age that picked. I would say probably like $70,000, maybe.
It's actually $49,000.
Wow.
What percent of men do you think make $100,000 at 33 years old?
What's your guess, gentlemen? Let me know in the comments. Don't cheat.
Or like, what is the percent of men that you are wanting here?
I'd probably say maybe 30%.
Actually 15%.
Half of what? See, this is the problem. See, to me, if like, I'll be honest with you, gentlemen. If I was a woman, I know exactly how to win in life. It's not conceptually hard, but then here's the thing. We're coming at this from a logical perspective. They are not. They're coming at it from out of the feelings perspective. And I'm not saying that to talk down to them. I'm saying that this is the divide between men and women that people get hung up on, and why this is why we talk about this in the comments. We talk about it on the show. We talk about it in our own lives, we see this unfolding in real time. And a lot of us, we're not warned that this is the reality. We're not warned that women tend to get with us because they want that security. They want the money. They want something that comes along with being with us, not us as an individual. We are not warned of this. See, that's the issue. If men were warned of it and then they still chose to do it, then that's on them. But a lot of dudes, they're not told or warned about what to expect. So then they walk in thinking that she loves them for them. And then when they get cut from their job or they really get out of shape or whatever, or life just happens and they get divorced, they're like, but I thought you loved me for me. And she's like, no. And then you're like, the whole world falls apart. I want you to avoid that. I want you to avoid falling for fairy tales. Put the fantasy aside, pick up reality, even though it's going to be heavy, uncomfortable, and you're not going to want to put it on like a backpack, but you got to do it. And you got to keep walking like Pilgrim's Progress with a burden on your back. You got to keep walking. Why? Because the alternative will be nice for a short period of time, but then everybody pays the piper, and the piper always gets his, whether you pay up front or on the back end. I'm telling you, nothing is free. You're always going to pay the price. Let's continue with this video.
The top 15%. So there's one age from 16 to 75 where the top 30% of men make $100,000. So you guess 30%. So we'll try to guess what age that is, since you know it's not 33. Between 16 and 75,
like
one age.
I feel like 45.
73.
Oh,
really?
Even I was off.
Maybe I should go with the old man. Just kidding.
Oh, she's not joking. Oh, sugar daddy has entered the building.
Is that out of your age bracket there?
Yeah. Yeah, trying to take every job into consideration. 30-year-old, I'd say maybe 65?
You lied to me.
Wow. And they say that I'm out of line.
Between 65 and 70 for a 30-year-old?
Do you think it's the average 30-year-old guy is making 65 to 70K? Oh, no. It's like half.
I say 45.
Okay.
And you were the most realistic one so far. So the fact that, yeah, no one's guessing it, right? Because it's way lower than people think.
Well, social media has been messing the game up on that end, too. They see Giga Chads and Chads all on their timeline and Tyrones. They think that the average guy is Chad or Tyrone, when in fact he's not.
As long as you love your job and hopefully are investing it wisely, then I don't see a problem with it.
For a 26-year-old, what do you think the median income is?
I'm pretty sure it's closer to like 60,000.
Oh, God. Oh, no, man. You see why I went muck mode, gentlemen? Oh, dude. This is why I went biblical bachelor mode, man. Oh, gosh. This is so bad.
It is $38,000.
Oh, wow.
What do you think is the median income for the age that you specified, so a 33-year-old?
Mm-hmm. I would like to say around 100K.
33? Any 33-year-olds making 100K in a comment section? I want to be with this woman. Oh, man. If I saw this woman in like a bar or something, I think she was gay, but that's neither here nor there.
Maybe 80K.
I'm not exactly sure.
It but is a whopping $49,000.
Oops. My brain was somewhere else.
Yeah, your brain was in social media. I'm looking for Chad, Giga Chad mode, but sorry, man. Giga Chad is, he's like a unicorn. You see him one time and you're like, oh my gosh, guys, look, there he is. And they're like, where? And you can't find him.
So, what do you think is the median income for the age that you specified at 29?
I want to say like 60K.
45K.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the millionaire woman, by the way.
Does that shock you?
Yes, it does.
So, I'm just going to put your...
Also, I like to direct your attention to the hoop earrings. Anybody remember the old saying about hoop earrings? Bigger the hoop, the bigger the... I'll leave you to figure that one out for yourself.
What you wanted in this little calculator here. So $1 million at 29.
I mean, I've met a few.
Gentlemen, she's told on herself. She's met millionaires who are 29. The Chads and Giga Chads, she's met them. She's been alpha widowed, gentlemen. This is why I talked about on one of my previous shows that you need to listen to what they say, because they tell on themselves and they warn you of what you're dealing with when you associate with them. Gentlemen, this is a warning to all of you. The standards are high, but you need to understand something. She's been with guys who fit those standards. She has got a commitment from those guys. She's been with them. And now, that is the standard, and you'll never live up to that standard. It's always evolving, always changing. Don't fall for it. And we haven't even gotten into the toy conversation that we'll get into. This is just, like, upfront, like, total circumstantial stuff. We haven't even gotten to if you even get past this point. Most people don't even get past this point.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. So
it's possible. See that? The hope is still there. The hope is still there, gentlemen. She's not going to ever stop looking. This is the alpha widow.
It's a fraction of a percent. The top 1% of men are making 240 at 29.
Okay.
So you're about 800,000 above that.
That's why I'm single.
You said 160,000 at 26. That is the top 2% of men.
Oh, goodness.
And she probably also wants a black man, which is totally cool. But of that 2%, not a lot of them are going to be guys who are also black. So that's going to be tough. See, this is the thing. I feel bad for a lot of black men, by the way. There are women that are the most upfront. See, here's the thing. I'm not black. You can tell that by my voice and by my skin color. It's pretty obvious. But I met black guys who, they'll tell me, their women upfront are very, like, much like this. And it hurts them because they like black women, but black women treat them like garbage. Don't think I don't know it. Let's continue.
Miss Gracious. At 26, yes. So think about the valedictorian at your high school, the smartest person you've ever met. They have a better chance of getting into Harvard than you do to find the 2% man. Isn't that kind of crazy to think about?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, not for me, it's not. But, gentlemen, see, this is just circumstantial stuff. Now we're going to take it to the next level. Now we're going to take it to this conversation. How the sex toy industry impacts relationships. Now we're going to get into this conversation. See, this is if you even get past this and you're actually having, you know, bedroom time with these women, whether it's in a marriage or outside a marriage. Let's look at this. It says, the popularity of the adult toy industry has greatly increased. No kidding. No kidding. I'm shocked by that.
What?
Shocked. Okay, let's keep going. Enhancing physical pleasure. Yeah. But how does using these adult toys impact the satisfaction of both partners? Well, the answer is they don't. And here's the part where it gets interesting, because this author, you might notice, is a woman author. And as we get farther in this article, you'll quickly pick up on that, whether I showed you her picture or not. You'll see why in a moment. A large nationally representative study, led by a researcher named Michael Reese, PhD, examined the prevalence of the vibrator use amongst heterosexual men in the United States. Intriguingly, the heterosexual men who use these toys with their partners, I hate the word partners, by the way, you mean their girlfriends, their wives, their fiancés, like, this whole thing is a psyop word, but anyways, I'm not going to get down that rabbit hole right now, reported lower levels of satisfaction than men who did not. You might say, huh, well, how could this be? Well, it says the researchers couldn't say for sure. Note this, they couldn't say for sure why the satisfaction was lower in this cohort. No kidding. Oh, you couldn't figure out why men weren't happy with it. It's almost like you're telling the man that he's not good enough and you're expecting him to like it. But given the most given the most straight men who used these toys with their partner reported doing so to increase their partner's pleasure as opposed to their own. You see this? This is very important. It's possible that these men, that their satisfaction was unchanged by the introduction of these toys and may have already been low to begin with. You see that? In other words, they already had low self-esteem. They had low confidence in their pipe game. That said, it may also be the case that these straight men who have used these toys on their partners, either by their partner's suggestion or by their own, felt that using such devices reflected poorly on their own romantic abilities. You see this? In other words, a lot more people, mostly they say straight men, are using these because they don't think they can cut it by using their own God-given biology and anatomy. See, gentlemen, let's go back. Hold on a second. Let's go back to this. You remember this video we just talked about? This one right here? That's just to get your foot in the door. Now your foot's in the door, and now you're dealing with this. Now you've gotten through all of that, but now you don't feel adequate in the bedroom because you're competing with toys that are paint a totally unrealistic picture of men and how men operate. You see how this works? See, how many of you have ever encountered this? Unfortunately, I have. Now, I know it for what it is. It fuels the delusion even more, like social media does, like the entertainment industry does. This fuels it in a totally different way. But let's return to this article. It says the belief that using these toys means your partner isn't good enough of a lover is common. It says a licensed marriage and family therapist, even the marriage and family therapists know this to be true. They say it's common for this to be true. In other words, by your partner is not good enough of a lover, they mean men. Men are increasingly insecure. Because if you look, not to be vulgar, but if you look, the average man's anatomy is about 6 inches. No, actually, no, it's about five. It's like 4 or 5. Average man is like 4 or 5, depending on the country, ethnicity, race, so on and so forth. Like 4 to 5. These women have toys that are 8, 10, 12. See how that might skew things in a way that will make it impossible for a guy who's even good looking with a good job, who's a good guy, who manages to be the anomaly they're looking for? He's not here. He's not pitching a shutout because he doesn't have 12 inches down low. Doesn't have the anatomy. He wasn't blessed with it. It's not like, again, men don't get to choose this. This is part of your biology, your genetic code. You can't, as of right now, until technology comes out that changes this, this is a reality that men face. Let's go look at this PhD counselor. She says, one partner, the man, may fear that the other partner's use of a toy, the woman, will replace them, or overall, they will become overly reliant upon them. Gentlemen, this is not a conspiracy. This is unfortunately a very real thing. Generally speaking, couples who explore these novel ways, she says, of being intimate together tend to fare better in terms of maintaining passionate desire. Ma'am, have you asked the man how he feels about this? Answer no, because number one, people don't care. And number two, men are not going to be honest about it because they don't want to. What is a man going to do? Oh yeah, I feel great about the fact that my spouse, my girlfriend, prefers an inanimate object over me. Men aren't going to admit that. What are you talking about? Men aren't going to admit that garbage. A 2016 study, so-called, conducted by Chapman University's David Frederick, PhD, found that women and men who reported feeling satisfied by their relationship and their intimacy with their partner were more likely to report having to use toys together. My friends, I can guarantee you that the men are going along with this. The men are not, they're going along with this because they don't want to be called insecure, and they want to make the woman happy because a woman needs this. I've never met a dude who just initiates this stuff. It is women who do this. See, gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. This is what producing, in the context of using such toys, positive communication means that partners can discuss their physical needs and desires and show respect for each other's preferences and boundaries. A lot of code words for the woman letting the man know that she's used to certain things, requires certain things, and he's not cutting it, in plain English. See, gentlemen, this is the problem. This is why I felt the need to talk about this, because guess what? Not enough people talk about this subject. And I can guarantee you, it is one of the unspoken destroyers of relationships today. And we need to speak out about this, or at the very least, arm ourselves about this knowledge, so that we are not surprised when it shows up at our doorstep. My friends, do you agree? Do you disagree? Have you experienced this? Have you encountered this? If you have, I would encourage you to sound off and let me know. Let other guys in the comments in this community know. Because we are shadow banned and throttled on this channel for a reason. Because we speak the truth over here. We let it known the way it is. Not to make people feel good, not to stroke people's egos, anybody. But to count on the truth, because the truth sets us free. My friends, I encourage you to keep thinking for yourself. Challenge this if you think it's wrong, or let me know what you found to be impactful. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you guys next time and hearing what you have to say about the subject matter and others that were raised. Take care. I'm out. Peace.